This Friday, the North Coast People's Alliance is presenting Run, Serve, Lead, an introduction to civic engagement at 6 p.m. at the Arcata Playhouse. The workshop will provide fundamental information for anyone considering running for office, applying to serve on an important board, volunteering for a local campaign, or just becoming a more actively engaged citizen. Today, we've got Tamara McFarland of the North Coast People's Alliance and Arcata City Council member Sophia Pereira, and they are here to tell us about it. Welcome back, Tamara and Sophia. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
So tell us about this workshop that's happening this Friday at the Arcata Playhouse.
Sure. So we've been wanting to host something like this for several months, and the intent is to give people information about how they can engage with local politics, whether it's running for office or volunteering on a campaign or just learning more about how local government works. There's ways for everybody to get involved, and this is kind of an entry-level time for them to do that. And we're really excited about the panel participants we've been able to line up. We have County Supervisor Mike Wilson, Arcata City Council Member Sophia Pereira, Eureka City Council Member Kim Burgell, newly elected McKinleyville Community Services District Member Mary Burke, and Northern Humboldt Union High School Board Member Dana Silvernail to be participating with question and answer session. So that should be fun.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a lot of good people on the panel. Sophia, what are you hoping that you'll be able to get across at the workshop on Friday?
Well, I'm really hoping that the workshop will help to demystify the process of politics, running for office, and really help people to see the array of options for people to get involved. Definitely after this most recent election, I've seen a lot more people come to me and go, how can I get involved at the local level? What can I do to make a difference? And this workshop, I think, will do a good job of covering all these different ways that you can become a more engaged citizen and actually help people who have been involved in their community and care about their community to also think of the possibility of them running for office as well. We have all these elected positions across this county, school boards, water districts, et cetera. And these are all opportunities for people to give back to their community. So we want, that's what I'm hoping is the takeaway, is to recognize, hey, maybe this is a path for me to go make a difference in my community, is to run for office or serve on an elected board or volunteer on a campaign.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be really informative and inspiring. As far as your experience on Arcata City Council, was that your first time being in local leadership?
It was the first time I ran for office. I mean, unless you count maybe in sixth grade, I ran for student government. Okay. I was the commissioner of religion at St. Clair School. So, you know, that's where my political career began, I guess. But not everyone, you know, starts out that way, and that's okay. I was the student body president at Humboldt State University, and that was when I started to work more in the community. And but running for city council was the first time I ran for public office in our community.
And for you, what have you learned during that time? And, you know, what's your experience been that, you know, you could share with people as far as, like, the benefits of being in public office and making an impact on the community in that way?
I think serving an elected office is really a great honor because you get to work on issues that impact your community. You get to meet so many incredible people. I will say the act of even running for office is really incredible because you're knocking on doors. You're getting really a sense of the concerns in your community that are unique to each neighborhood. And so even running for office, I think, is a really worthwhile experience. And I know the running for office piece can be really intimidating for folks. So we're going to, I think, at this workshop, help to demystify that process a bit so it doesn't seem so overwhelming. But really serving in elected office, you get to work on the issues that really matter to your community, work with incredible people, and always challenging in many different ways, but it's definitely fulfilling.
So, Tamara, for people who aren't necessarily feeling comfortable with the idea of running for elected office, are there some other ways that people can get involved that will be discussed at the workshop?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'd just like to put it out there that you know, I am one of these people who doesn't have any desire to run for office ever in my life. And I'm also very new to all of this. I really only became involved in politics around the Bernie Sanders campaign. So I was a person who didn't feel comfortable navigating this world and didn't know what are all the boards and commissions, who are all the elected officials, what are their jurisdictions, what do they decide? I mean, this has all been a learning curve for me. And I know that there are a lot of people out there right now who are fired up about what's going on nationally and locally and want to do something to help, but maybe they, like me, feel like they don't have the skills or the knowledge that they need to engage in some way. And I guess my hope is just that this will be a place for anybody, regardless of how they choose to apply the information, to just learn more about how our local government works and how they might be able to plug in and engage with it in any way.
So what are some of the key points that you are planning on bringing up at this workshop?
Well, like I mentioned, there will be a panel discussion with local elected officials with a question and answer period with the audience. And Mike Wilson's going to do a short talk about politics in a small pond, kind of the difference in working in the local political realm versus California or national politics. And Sophia's going to present some information about preparing to run for office or making the decision whether or not to do that. And we also have a really great set of printed materials that we'll be sharing with everybody. And it includes lists of all the elected boards and all the appointed boards and commissions. A list of a whole bunch of national organizations that people can connect with for further resources, some small packets about preparing to run, really a lot of useful stuff. And those materials, as well as the taped event itself, will be up on our website probably within a week or two after the event. So we want to make this information as widely available as possible. And it is also going to be running on public access.
Fantastic. So what are the details? If people want to come to the workshop on Friday, how can they learn more? And do you have to sign up?
Have to sign up. I would encourage people to maybe get there a little bit early just to make sure they get a seat. But it starts at 6 this Friday at the Arcata Playhouse on 9th Street in Arcata. And people can go to our website, northcoastpeoplesalliance.org, or find us on Facebook, North Coast People's Alliance, and get more information there.
Well, great. Thank you. Thanks for doing this. Hopefully we'll have some new, we'll have a more engaged community. That's always good. That's always helpful. The more engaged people are and the more connected they are with each other, the more that we can do for the betterment of everyone.
Definitely.
So, yeah. Do you have any other North Coast People's Alliance events coming up that you want to let people know about?
We have been doing a weekly event on Fridays at the Labor Temple in Eureka called Lunch Out Loud, where people can show up from 12 to 1:30, and they'll receive calling tips and a list of national, state, and state-level representatives they can call on issues that are being voted on soon, and that's being provided by Elizabeth Connor from the Power Lunches in Arcata. So that's every Friday at noon at the Labor Temple in Eureka.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, Tamara McFarland from the North Coast People's Alliance and Sophia Pereira, Arcata City Council member. We appreciate what you're doing and hope you have a good crowd on Friday night.
Thank you.
Thank you.